You can't hide your lying eyes. And your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Mark Feldstein, who's a professor of journalism at the University of Maryland and author of Poisoning the Press, Richard Nixon, Jack Anderson, and the Rise of Washington Scandal Culture. For over two decades, he has been an award-winning investigative correspondent for CNN, ABC, NBC, and is a two-time winner of the George Foster Peabody Award. Welcome to Background Briefing, Mark Feldstein.
Great to be here, Ian.
And just a couple of days ago, Mitt Romney campaigning in his hometown in Michigan made a quip about a birth quip, if you will, where he said nobody's ever asked for my birth certificate, which got an enormous and enthusiastic response from the crowd. And I think it's pretty clear from polling that the majority of Republican voters believe that President Obama is an imposter. He is a Muslim interloper without a birth certificate. And, you know, because of the so-called Kenyan connection, it's difficult to not see this as racism, thinly disguised or barely disguised. And the whole thing is really quite monstrous. But here you have a presidential candidate instead of as the previous candidate for the Republican presidency, John McCain, who rebuked a woman who called Obama an Arab and a Muslim. This guy has been given ample opportunities to distance himself from that kind of disgusting rhetoric, but instead he's embraced it.
Well, you know, I think that unfortunately that's true, Ian. You know, he was the one so-called moderate in the race, running a bunch against a bunch of largely, you know, kind of very hard right, you know, lunatic fringe. And no matter what he does, he has been unable to really appease that hardcore base. And so but he's still trying. You know, he's trying with the appointment of Paul Ryan and with his not so funny joke about Obama, which really, you know, watching the delivery didn't look much like a joke. It looked pretty like a pretty calculated attempt to throw some red meat to the lunatic birther movement. And, you know, when you combine that with the voter suppression attempts that are going on around various key states, it does feel like the strategy, perhaps on both sides, but certainly on the Republican side, seems to be to, you know, appeal to the base and to suppress the turnout of the opposition.
So I guess it comes down to how many angry white men there are in this country and how many there are who, you know, could appeal to their better angels.
Well, yeah, and the polls seem to suggest that, you know, the actual number of undecideds, independents that are really swing voters is small. And so then the premium becomes on getting out your base. And that's what I think we're starting to see more of. You know, there's always a danger. You appeal too much to the base and you start to, you know, lose folks in the middle. Usually that's where the elections are won. But things have become so polarized that there's more of an appeal to the extremes.
Which is what the president just said in an interview with the Associated Press, that he's used the word extreme, that Mitt Romney has embraced extreme positions. When you say that it's now pretty clear that they're not angling for the center, which normally at this point both sides would be appealing to the center, but instead Mitt Romney keeps pandering to his base by picking Paul Ryan and by his birth equip, etc., Conversely, I don't see Obama firing up his base. At least a lot of the young people that voted in 2008, I'm not sure, you know, with the registration deadlines, et cetera, unless an effort's made, I think they could lose.
Oh, well, you know, I definitely think they could lose. And, you started to see in August some hitting back on Romney and negative attack ads by the Obama campaign and those associated or supporting him that have tried to define Romney in negative terms. So much so that the Republicans were calling it Swift voting, which is kind of ironic. I think the pick of Ryan is really, you know, interesting because, you know, you look at it and this is the guy who wants to gut Medicare as we know it and as we've always known it. And instead of sort of admitting that openly, he's, you know, they're being packaged as the man who's trying to save Medicare, you know, appearing with his mother in Florida, in a way that really seems designed. You talk about the big lie and the song you were playing at the beginning. I mean, it's just a kind of a monstrous distortion of reality to suggest that that Ryan and the voucher plan, which would, you know, really replace Medicare and that as we know it, is saving it. And that's really quite shameless. But that's, you know, as a matter of packaging, Ryan looks like a young, earnest, you know, Midwesterner standing there with his mom, you know, never mind the fact that, you know, they don't really need Medicare. They have the income and the assets that most Americans don't. It will be interesting to see whether Ryan is more palatable at some level than the, you know, multimillionaire Romney with his obvious faux pas about wealth and his offshore overseas investments and so forth.
Again, I'm speaking with Mark Feldstein, a professor of journalism at the University of Maryland and for two decades an award-winning investigative correspondent for CNN, ABC, NBC, and a two-time winner of the George Foster Peabody Award. But this is the problem the way I see it in terms of an adult debate, in terms of an honest political debate. It used to be that candidates debated the issues and the issues were understood. In this case, they're not debating the facts. They're lying about the facts and they're inventing the facts. And this has been going on since Obama became president. People on the right in this country have invented a completely separate narrative about who this man is, that he's a Muslim, imposter, terrorist-loving, anti-colonial, subversive, etc. And it's resonating. And we know from the polling that up to, you know, at least a third, perhaps of the entire country, but certainly up to half of the Republican voters believe this stuff. And Romney just threw them a bone the other day. Dinesh D'Souza, this fellow who wrote this incredibly ridiculous book about Obama's Kenyan roots and his Mau Mau influence, etc. He's made a film that's out now that's apparently doing pretty well at the box office. I haven't seen it, but I imagine it's an extension of the lies in his books. Again, if you read Obama's books about his father, it was pretty clear that the opposite was true. His father was essentially driven to his grave by the ruling party. Not hardly. If anything, he would be, influenced by the opposite of Mau Mauism. But the facts don't matter. I mean, that is, I think, it's a problem we have in the culture in general that people do reality shopping. They, you know, liberals watch MSNBC, conservatives watch Fox, Christians watch Christian television and radio, listen to Christian radio, and so we don't have a consensus. But I don't understand why the press aren't at least, you know, since they're the last hope we have here, demanding an honest debate about the facts, not about these manufactured facts.
Well, you know, one thing I think, I agree, and one thing I think you can't underestimate is how much the media landscape has changed over the past generation. It used to be, for better or for worse, you know, Americans got their news from television, you know, three networks, and that was it. And they were all pretty middle-of-the-road mainstream networks, and they placed objectivity, however you define that, as their kind of along with truth, as their paramount goal. And, you know, there were a lot of problems with that and limits and the kind of gray coverage that was provided. But there were some, you know, attempts at truth-telling, and you'd had someone like Walter Cronkite, the CBS news anchor, after the Tet Offensive, go on the air and basically say it's a stalemate and not winnable. And that would try to get beyond just the propaganda of that the sides put out and tried to get to the truth. And, you know, he had an audience of tens of millions of people, and you know, the story is told, it may be apocryphal, that Lyndon Johnson, the president, said, if I've lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost the country. Well, there is nobody sort of comparable in today's media landscape, and to blow the whistle that way and to referee it in a way that really has an impact, and instead you have this fractured media landscape where, as you say, people tune into the views that they already have and have their prejudices confirmed and validated. And so truth doesn't catch up, and you have an entire sort of right-wing propaganda machine, Fox News being, you know, the most potent of them, that reinforce these big lies about Obama and the birthers and so forth. And, 40% of all Republicans, a poll I just read in the last 24 hours, you know, get their news from Fox News. Truth doesn't catch up. It's truthiness, as Stephen Colbert, the comedian, likes to joke. It's what feels true, what people want to believe, not what empirical reality is.
So is there anything that can be done, though, in terms of refereeing and having a reality check here in the last minute or two, Mark Feldstein? Because from day one, Romney's first ads that he put out in Iowa put John McCain's words in Obama's mouth, which is absolutely disgraceful. But he's continued to do this. I mean, his attacks, ads about Obama's waivers for welfare are a complete lie. They're completely made up. They're designed to get the angry white voter thinking that Obama wants their hard-earned money to be handed over to a bunch of freeloaders. Then you've got this lie coming out now, and their commercials about him wanting to take all this money out of Medicare, when in fact it's that boondog of Medicare Advantage money that's being repackaged in so-called Obamacare. So again, you'd think that they'd be talking about the issues, and the one side wouldn't be able to simply make up their own narrative rather than address what's really happening to the country and what needs to be done. They just make up lies, and they distract everybody's attention to the lie, and you don't get even to discuss the truth.
Well, and the Democrats have to hit back, and they have to expose it. You know, it's much harder than before now with the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, because you have billionaires who can give, you know, unlimited amounts of cash to these super PACs to they can say anything. But the president is still the president of the United States. He still has a big megaphone. And the Democrats have to do what they're not necessarily as good at as the Republicans, and that's hit back in attack form. And expose these lies, I think we're going to see one grueling and nasty fall campaign. Mitt Romney's and his supporters have huge amounts of money, unprecedented amounts of money squirreled away, and it is going to be one nasty mudfest this fall.
And of course, all this money that they raise goes to the media, the mainstream media, and of course they don't have an incentive to improve this broken system, because they're the beneficiaries of it.
Grant's exactly quite the opposite. They have devoted very little attention to the ways in which they profit, because it's
a windfall for them, right?
Well, it is indeed.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Mark Feldstein.
My pleasure, as always.
Again, I've been speaking with Mark Feldstein. He's a professor of journalism at the University of Maryland and author of Poisoning the Press, Richard Nixon, Jack Anderson, and the Rise of Washington Scandal Culture. For over two decades, he has been an award-winning investigative correspondent for CNN, ABC, NBC, and he's a two-time winner of the George Foster Peabody Award. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producers Michelle Manos and Brooke Peterson. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Love.